question, these businesses responded to their frustrated efforts with more activity. In effect, to avoid having to face the possibility that they were heading in the wrong direction, they increased their efforts in the wrong direction. I see the same thing with individuals. The world has changed. You don't need me to tell you that. The problem is, we haven't. Despite all our technology and training, our strategies for coping and succeeding come from the industrial age. They haven't changed, despite the evidence piling up that they're just not working. Despite everything we try, we remain overloaded at work and overcommitted at home, and it seems to be getting worse. Instead of facing the reality that our current approach doesn't seem to be helping reduce our sense of overwhelm, we redouble our efforts in the wrong direction. Smartphones never leaving our sweaty palms, killing ourselves with endless busyness. This audiobook is an attempt to persuade you to stop, to rethink the way you respond to all the information, demands, and expectations hitting you on a daily basis. This audiobook suggests an alternative approach. Busy. Let me start by explaining what I mean by busy, because this book's no manifesto for laziness. Busy is that frenetic, always alert multitasking that propels us through overburdened lives. It involves being always on, glancing regularly at our phones, and jumping from task to task. It is the juggling, cramming, and rushing that makes up so much of our daily existence. It is urgency, distraction, and exhaustion. Why we think we're busy? We think we are busy because we have so much to do at work and at home. Our organizations are more demanding than they've ever been. Our inbox and to-do list are bulging, and our calendars are crammed full of meetings. The pressure doesn't stop when we get home. We feel buried beneath the avalanche of chores and expectations, harried by non-stop errands and the constant shuttling of children from one activity to the next. We're trying our best, but it seems a hopeless task. We're just busy. That's life today. Why we're really busy? Busyness isn't essential. Yes, there is a lot to do. But believing you're always busy because you have so much to do is both false and unhelpful. This is why you're busy. Busy is easier. Busy is the easy option. We are busy because we don't make the tough choices. We allow the world and our inbox to set our agenda rather than think for ourselves. It's easier to simply react, to choose to try and do everything, rather than make the tough, difficult decisions and unchoose things. It takes more courage to do less. In fact, as Ben Hunnicutt explains, busy is actually one of the seven deadly sins. It is slothfulness. In the Middle Ages, slothfulness had two forms. One was lazy, the other, called acedia, was running about frantically. There's no real place I'm going, but by God, I'm making great time getting there. Busy is avoidance. All those things you keep meaning to do, those things that will make a real difference in your life and career, are hard to do. In the heat of the moment, when we have to choose between easy work and hard work, between skimming through email and grappling with that complex project, we more often than not choose the easy, busy activity. We throw ourselves into frenetic activity and give ourselves the perfect excuse for not doing the big thinking stuff. In being busy, we get to feel productive while procrastinating. Busy is a brand. When we demonstrate our busyness to the world, and shout about it whenever we can, we proclaim our value. Somewhere deep down, we think that if people realise quite how busy we are at work, it'll help us get promoted. Outside of work, it proves our importance. Busy is aspirational, so even if we try to make it sound like a moan, we're building our brand. Busy is an addiction. There is a small squirt of the cocaine-like dopamine released each time you look at your email. And Google searches release opiate-like substances.